welcome to another edition of Prep Sports Now, the only podcast solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver with the Las Vegas Sun, and joining me, as always, an uber-excited Ray Brewer. It's almost high school football season. Well, I guess it is high school football season. The kids are out there. They're practicing. Ray, explain. Explain to the listeners. You are just overflowing with emotions. Your favorite season of the year is back.
Yeah, baby. It's like almost Christmas Day. We've got I just want to go Gorman, Palo Vegas, and talk about all the strengths and weaknesses. But, Steve, this is the one week of the year where Gorman, Palo, and Vegas, the powerhouses here in Las Vegas, they have the same record as every team who missed the playoffs last year, every team who has no hopes. Everybody right now is 0-0. Everybody's full of optimism. Everybody thinks they're going to smack everybody else in the mouth. So when you're talking about the first weeks of practice, you got to talk about, hey, everybody's undefeated. Everybody has an equal chance. Sure, Gorman, Palo, Vegas, teams to beat. But right now, everybody's 0-0, and everybody thinks they have a chance to go all the way.
Okay, we were talking about this. A lot of optimism around the Valley. And we know it's usually the same handful of teams at the top. If you're a coach, it's August, it's hot, got to get your kids through practice. Are you really selling some of these teams that didn't even have more than one win last year, that they're going to win a title? Or are you just trying, what do? You're just trying to get them a little better?
Well, I think for some of these teams, the state championship might be disguised differently than holding up that trophy at the end of the year. I think a successful season might be doubling your win total or being more competitive in a certain amount of games. I mean, sure, if you're sitting one-on-one from a coach, let's say like at Clark, for example, who, you know, has no chance to win state, they'd be lucky to make the playoffs and say, hey, coach, are you guys going to win state? Are you selling your kids that you're going to win state? I don't know what he would say. I'd say possibly, you want to hammer them that you're going to be the best person out there on every Friday night. But realistically, the coaches know that, hey, if we go 500, it'd be a successful season. You know, if we win our last game, I'm Vince Lombardi type of thing. And it's just there's the haves and the have-nots. And I think that's why Las Vegas, Steve, is so successful. Las Vegas High, they've won the last six Sunrise regional titles. And half of the reason is when you go suit up to play Vegas, you're mentally defeated. And I think a lot of these kids understand, they're listening to our podcast, they're reading everything we have on LasVegasSun.com. They know they're not Palo. They know they're not Vegas. They know they're not Gorman. And there's the haves and there have-nots, and there's no real middle ground in this city.
But there are kids who are particularly talented on maybe less talented teams. They have a chance to shine, right? We met a lot of those kids at the luncheon the other day. Big dogs named after Ray. Oh, my goodness. Sorry for that, folks. But who are some kids, maybe some Henderson school kids, that would stand out to you right now?
Well, there's the one thing is when you get an ordinary kid who might not go on to play college football, he knows when he suits up against that kid who's already committed to a major school that this is his one glory moment. When he's sitting around his college dorm watching, Saturday football with his boys, he can say, hey, you know what? I tackled that kid when I was in high school. I talked to a kid who went to Green Valley maybe 8 years ago when Steven Jackson played for El Dorado, saw the kid out around town recently, and he's telling me, hey, do you remember when I tackled Steven Jackson? So I hate not to answer your question.
That's like me, Sean Lee, linebacker Penn State, All-American, everything. He hit me so hard I went from one sideline to the other sideline. That's the only great story I have when he ends up could go pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of high school football is that this is where every kid has to play, or every team, every kid has to get pads. Every kid's going to get the play. You get ordinary kids against extraordinary kids. You get kids who are, playing for fun against kids who are going to play college, and that's what makes it great. Who are some kids to look out for that might not be at Gorman or Palo or Vegas? There's a handful of kids on each team that really shine. We'll start at Silverado. Their quarterback, Trenton Timpton, it's going to be his third year on varsity. Last year he got injured. He injured his shoulder and his throwing arm. Silverado, they just won the league title the year before. They were 3-0. The kid hurts his shoulder. they don't even make the playoffs. Here's a kid who has got all the skills. He's a great runner. He throws the ball well. He understands the offense. But here's a kid you don't know much about because of the injury. And here's a, I think a kid as the season goes on, you're gonna learn a lot more. There's a Trent Tipton, you know, on every team, the kid who just needs his chance to really shine.
Okay, and a kid like that, not in Henderson, but obviously we've been talking about Chris Henderson Centennial. I mean, he told me straight up, if I were taller, I'd be a Division I quarterback. And he knows it. Short kid. Some colleges look at him to just be an athlete type, maybe DB, wide receiver. But, yeah, I mean, this is where he knows is his time to shine, just be a starting quarterback.
They compare Chris Henderson to another Chris Jones, who was at Shadow Ridge a few years ago. He was a real athletic quarterback for the Mustangs. He's at UNLV right now. He's probably going to be a starting safety for the Rebels. And they look at Henderson, probably 6 foot, a little too small to see over the line, to be a similar type of player. The thing I like about Henderson, he's a three-year starter. And Centennial, they're in that real nasty Northwest division with Palo and Cheyenne and Cimarron. But Centennial has so many kids in its program, Steve. They didn't even have enough pads last year to give out. You got to think with those kind of numbers and people like Henderson leading the way that eventually Centennial is going to have a chance to be one of the top teams.
Yeah, in that Northwest division you talk about, I mean, again, do you think it's going to be the best by far?
It has to be. I mean, you look at the top teams in that league. Palo is going to be the one. Cimarron with Steven Nixon and Zach Barber, the two. Legacy with the quarterback, Weedman from Western is going to be the three. Arborview is going to be improved. Cheyenne's got a ton of talent. Who knows how they're going to look with the new coach. I'm forgetting one team. Arborview, Legacy, Palo, Centennial, Cimarron. Cheyenne, there's six teams for four spots. I guarantee you take all those six teams, they win the Henderson League, or they take second or third, or they're competitive out there battling with Silverado and Del Sol. You take all six of those teams, you put them in right behind Vegas in the Northeast. That Sunrise region with the Northeast League that Vegas is in and the Southeast League that Silverado and Del Sol are in, you got Vegas in the Northeast, you got Desert Pines in the Northeast, you got Silverado and Del Sol in the Southeast. Besides that, you got a bunch of garbage teams that are really going to have to piece it together.
The trash talk is coming
out.
I'm not talking trash talk.
But what I'm saying is that they're teams that have nice players. Like Valley's got a three or four really nice players. But do they have 11 kids on each side of the ball? Probably not. Where these other teams in the Northwest are just stacked, bro.
Now, those teams loaded with talent, again, every single year, probably since you've been here, the Bishop Gorman debates come up. And, again, this team is just it's pretty much like a college feeder. I mean, I think every kid's going to Division I, it seems like. How can you possibly compete with them if you're a school in that division?
Well, their league is extremely weak, and I feel bad for all those other teams. Gorman, Steve, has the easiest schedule I've seen in 14 years of doing this job. Pahrump, Durango, Sierra Vista, Western, Clark. Sign me up for that schedule. That's the easiest schedule imaginable. Not necessarily
good. But it does them an injustice.
Yeah, because they can't get ready for the big games when they get to the playoffs. The Gorman does have a lot of weaknesses. It just got back from there, actually. Their quarterback position's coming down between a sophomore and a freshman. The freshman throws the ball a little better. The sophomore's got is a little more familiar with the.
Why offense. Is that school struggling with quarterbacks? Where's like a Clawson or a Montana? Can't they go to California and get a kid?
Well, I mean, this freshman kid's the real deal. He throws a real nice ball. I just don't think he is ready to take the playbook and be that leader in the huddle. But they've got good players. I mean, they're D1 at every position. You know, they got more coaches than most coaching staffs combined on all three levels out there in varsity. It's a real pleasure to watch Gorman practice. They got that nice stadium, and they're going to be good. My question is, are they going to be better than Palo? You were out at Palo a little bit, Steve. Palo lost a lot from last year's team, but they're so organized. You know they're going to be there. You know they're going to be prepared. You know they got Tyrone Blake, who, in my opinion, is the best high school player in town. I'm not saying he's the best college prospect or the best person people have offered a scholarship to, but he's going to play both ways. He's never coming off the field.
They pretty much have two extra linebackers playing safety. They have him and Ernest Hall, the transfer from Del Sol. They're going to play safety, both those kids say, you know, yeah, coverage, we're, you know, that's what we do, but we're looking forward to hit. I mean, it's two extra linebackers just flying in there, and they're fast kids, and they're moving the big man, Gotkin, from D-line to linebacker. Just give them an extra step in there. I think their defense is really going to keep them in games. And again, you know what you get from Paolo. They're going to run the ball 40 times a game.
It's like when we talk Vegas, Paolo, Gorman, it's like we're talking Red Sox, Yankees. You know they're going to be there every year. Sox, Yankees. Unfortunately, my Pirates are like, you know, Clark or Perna.
Oh, that is so rough. but yeah, you know what you're going to get. They already, I mean, ask any kid right now. Yeah, we're running. We're just going to run the ball down people's throats, and that's what they're going to do. And they have more big game experience than any other team. And, I really think that emotions alone are going to carry this team. And let alone their talent, and they are talented, but losing by 1 point in that state championship game, yeah, no one wants to go out like that.
And you were down to talking Paolo, and you wrote the preview for Paolo, and I'll say, Steve, who are the top players for Paolo? And you'll name me, you know, five or six or seven of their top guys. You will not name me their quarterback.
No.
You can't even tell me who their quarterback
is. No, I have no idea.
It is amazing how
that offense. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Huh. And the one thing, and I hate to go back to this, but you got Gorman, Paolo, Vegas. And why are they good year in and year out? Well, you got three elite coaches. Ross at Paolo, Sanchez at Gorman, Faircloth at Vegas. I know Sanchez is his first year. But to
watch, you have transfers too. Well, kids grow up wanting to play for those teams.
They still have kids from the neighborhood. Trust me, Vegas is no paradise, buddy.
I've been there.
Okay, yeah. You know what I'm saying, but I'm talking to this David Preto kid, their middle linebacker. He is telling me that he's amazing. You know, he told me, why would I want to have 100 tackles? He goes, if I had 100 tackles and we won three games, what would my 100 tackles be worth? And then he saw some other kids at a photo shoot we had goofing around, and he said, boy, I would never act like that in a Wildcat jersey. I'm like, wow, that's awesome to say. But you know what it is? It's the coaches. To watch practice, I've been to a lot of practices this week, and these guys are so they put their team in position to win.
At least from the practices I was at last year, and you know what you get with those top coaches. You know, there's not a lot of surprises. They're usually pretty even keeled. I mean, they can raise their voices when they need to, but they're not overly emotional. You know, they're true leaders, expecting to win, and I think that you just create a culture. You know, in that weight room, in that locker room, where you suit up and you expect to win. It's not, oh, I hope we can win. I hope we can play our best and be like, no, we're going to go out there and win. And that's the difference in the attitude of a lot of teams. You know, you look at if you win, do you celebrate like it's the end of the world? Or, yeah, you've been there before. You know, that's what my coaches used to tell me. When you get to the end zone, act like you've been there before. You know?
Coach, I haven't. I walk through the end zone to get to the car every
exactly.
once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. But Ray, it's what, August? Mid-August? 18th. Are you ready to pick a champion?
Man, I knew you were going to ask this, and I know they were going to ask that.
How about just the championship game for this area?
Well, I'll tell you this right now. Vegas is definitely playing in the game because they have the easiest region. And the semifinal, the way it breaks out this year, the state semifinal is also the Sunrise Region Championship game. Oh, Vegas has won the region 8 of the 9 years it's been around, including the last 6 years. There's no way they lose that game. Del Sol's been there the last 3 years. Del Sol's super young. They're going to be able to run the ball. They're going to be able to get to the playoffs. I don't think they're as good as Silverado. Silverado will possibly play Vegas in that game. Silverado might have enough horses. Vegas is a little down this year, but they're still Vegas. Silverado might be able to upend them. Over in West Las Vegas, Gorman and Paolo, I think, play for the Sunrise title. I mean, the Sunset title. But here's the loophole. The Sunset winner, Steve, has got to go up north and play the Northern champion.
What?
And then come down to Vegas the following weekend and play Vegas in the state championship game. So, what? So you're talking, if you're Gorman.
Why would you do it that way?
That's how it rotates every year. Each region gets two. Each region 1 year, their championship game is the state semifinals. So listen to this. Whoever wins the Gorman-Paolo game is going to have to play in that big Gorman-Paolo game, assuming they make the title game. the Sunset title game. Then they're going to have to go up on Thanksgiving weekend to Reno and play the Northern champion. Then after that, they're going to have to come back the next weekend to Sam Boyd and play Las Vegas. That is tough, and that's why I like Vegas to win the championship. That's a tough stretch of three games. You're talking 20 days.
I didn't realize that.
You got to win those three games. Tough against your rival in Summerlin, then in Reno, and then against a Vegas team who's playing its eighth graders, its feeder program, in the regional playoffs.
Well, maybe if Gorman can get up to Reno, they'll just charter a plane or something like that.
Yeah, Fertitta's will charter them a plane. Yeah,
why not? Well, it looks like it's going to be an exciting season. One more question, Ray. Will we have one, two, or three versions of the playoffs this year?
I knew you would go back to that. Steve Silver, a.k.a. Mr. Bitter, upset still about the NIAA.
The NIAA, I'm not even going to get into it. Yeah, I'm not going to ruin my Tuesday.
It's too early. Folks, if you're in need of something to do, search our website, LasVegasSun.com. Let me just promote it a little, Steve. 25 kids on our preseason team. Each kid's got a video on the website. You'll be able to hear from the kids, hear everything from their favorite moment in football to what they like to listen to on their iPod.
Lil Wayne, probably on every one of them.
Yeah, I've never even heard of this kid, Lil Wayne.
Like, kid, he's not a kid. He's probably older than you are.
Is he? Is he a rapper? I asked. What I wanted to know, I asked the kids who listens to Little Bon Jovi. I couldn't get one kid to say, you know, like, no Bon Jovi, no John.
You're
in the
wrong. I'm gonna go download Ray a little Lil Wayne. He can listen to it. Be down with the kids. Although the kids love Ray, the most uncool guy is the coolest guy around them. We got a big photo shoot. They love them. LasVegasSun.com. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your girlfriends. Get them on. We've got photos, videos, and more podcasts throughout the season. This is just the beginning.
No Little Wayne.
All right. Well, check in next time for another edition of Prep Sports Day.